The global elite and the useful idiots are scrambling to cover up the crimes against humanity they perpetrated during the COVID pandemic, as the truth emerges and threatens to destroy those who played God and culled the herd. Protected by the complicit media, these murderers thought they had carried out the perfect crime. But they made a fatal misjudgment. They underestimated us. There are those among us who cannot be bought out. There are those among us who will fight to the bitter end to expose their lies and serve them with justice. Whistleblowers are coming forward one by one, and try as they might, they will not be able to silence us all. Operation Cover-Up is in full force, and those responsible for the crimes of the pandemic are terrified of the people waking up and serving them with the justice they deserve. Make no mistake, the past is calling, and the heat is rising for the elite.
How are you guys?
The elite are acting like cornered rats, terrified of being exposed to the masses. The forced closure of InfoWars is a case in point. The WEF and UN have been warning for years that they're going to crack down on free speech and independent media, and now they're making their move. Regardless of what they try to do, Alex Jones's voice is vital, and he will always have a home here on The People's Voice. These are dangerous times to be a truth teller or a whistleblower. The elite have made it clear that anybody in a position of influence who threatens to expose their agenda must be dealt with. Take Dr. David Kelly, for example. More than 15 years have passed since Kelly was found dead in an Oxfordshire wood in one of the darkest episodes of Tony Blair's term as Prime Minister. The official explanation was that the bioweapons expert had taken his own life by overdosing on painkillers and cutting his left wrist. Devastated after being unmasked as the whistleblower who revealed the government had lied to the public about weapons of mass destruction to make the case for the Iraq war.
A leading group of medical and legal experts have joined the calls for a full inquest into the death of government weapons inspector David Kelly. In a letter to the Times newspaper, eight senior figures, including a former coroner and professor of intensive care medicine, were among those who described the official cause of death, a hemorrhage, as extremely unlikely. Mr. Kelly was found dead in woods near his Oxfordshire home in 2003 after being exposed as the source of a story concerning whether or not Iraq was holding weapons of mass destruction. The inquiry that ensued, which was carried out by High Court Judge Lord Hutton, found that Kelly had bled to death after slashing his left wrist with a knife that was said to have been found beside his body. Now, the eight who signed the letter say that the lack of blood would not have been enough to threaten his life. They describe the official conclusion as unsafe.
Successive governments have refused to allow a full coroner's inquest to be held, fueling the sense that he was punished for blowing the whistle and silenced for good. Fast forward 15 years, and Dr. Michael Mosley, the beloved British TV doctor, was found dead in eerily similar circumstances, after he went missing during a routine walk back to his hotel during a holiday on the Greek island of Symi.
Now, we just have some important and sad breaking news to bring you this morning. There is very little detail so far, but we can tell you that a body has been found in the search for the TV and radio presenter, Michael Mosley. That's according to a rescue worker in Greece who has spoken this morning to the BBC. The 67-year-old vanished on Wednesday while he was on holiday on the Greek island of Symi. You can read more about the story as it's developing on our website. Dr. Mosley was, of course, known for his TV programmes and Radio 4's Just One Thing podcast, and we were lucky to have him on one occasion in the studio here, and of course we will be following that closely throughout the day.
A coroner on the island immediately declared Mosley's death was almost certainly of natural causes. However, officials have not explained why the local police had CCTV footage of Mosley's final resting place for 4 days before his body was found, just metres from a popular bar. Video showed the TV doctor making his way down towards the wall between the hills and the beach, before sinking to the ground in the spot where his body was found after a 4-day search, which gripped the British nation. It appears they wanted his death to receive maximum media attention to have maximum impact. Could the beloved doctor's death have anything to do with his work analysing his own body's response to the COVID vaccines? Known for popularising the 5-2 diet and his willingness to medically experiment on himself, BBC insiders reveal that Mosley was preparing to use his vast influence in the UK to expose the disastrous consequences of the COVID vaccine rollout. Mosley was horrified to discover that his blood work was getting worse and his bodily organs were slowly but surely shutting down. In threatening to use his influence to inform the masses about the truth, did Dr. Mosley sign his own death certificate? The deaths of hundreds of Big Pharma whistleblowers in recent years would suggest that his death requires a full coroner's inquest, as does Dr. David Kelly, the man who warned the world about the New World Order's duplicitous plans for endless war. In the meantime, we must protect the whistleblowers who are continuing to come forward. How can we do that? By amplifying their voices and turning them into heroes and household names. A pro-vaccine doctor who encouraged thousands of patients to take up the COVID-19 vaccine during the pandemic has admitted that the vaccines are actually poison and apologised for not doing her own due diligence. Annette Bosworth, also known as Dr. Boz, uploaded a video to YouTube discussing a study detailing COVID vaccine harms, which she described as the biggest crime in the history of medicine.
And let me just close with this story, that when I was in, when we were in the 21 day, there was somebody who asked, should I take the vaccination for, and then they filled in the blank. I think it was, I mean, they were talking about the flu vaccination, or and they were also talking about, oh, shingles vaccination. And the paranoia, the lack of trust of so many people in that class that said, I don't know, I don't trust, like, I don't think we should have any vaccinations anymore. And I got irritated saying, why? Again, I had not read this report, but in fairness, this report talks about a distrust that happens when your people who are supposed to be dedicated to scientific process, to standard rules for studying people and subjects that say, I volunteer to be in front of the line for this shot and I will take the risk. And when you dishonor that trust, when you betray that trust, now they're saying, well, can I trust these other vaccinations? And I'm like, well, of course you can. And I mean, it's hard for me to say that without just saying, oh no, look at how long is it gonna take before the world would trust that I will trust what they're telling me? And then what was my part in it? How could have I been a little more, again, I had all of my kids vaccinated. I had all of the people I loved vaccinated. And when you look back and say, dang, look at what it did to, especially the kids. Anyway, I say that to you to say, this information is out there. I don't know how long this report will be there. I want to do my part in at least spreading the information that's in this report, because holy mackerel, did a lot of work go into that report.
The study cited by Dr. Boz has since been retracted due to supposed concerns with the validity and accuracy of some of the sources, something Dr. Boz warned that she expected to happen in her video. The elite are desperately scrambling to cover up all evidence of their crimes, and studies which expose the truth must be suppressed at all costs. While the mainstream media continues to suppress the crime, they can't hide the number of deaths and cancer cases in the vaccinated community. Dr. Peter McCullough recently discussed the terror that the vaccinated now face while he was interviewed by Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson.
Understanding what's happening is slow. It's very, very psychological. I think once people take the vaccines, they just can't psychologically handle the idea that it could have been a giant personal health mistake. And most people took the vaccines, they'll tell you, Laura Lynn, they'll say, I don't want to talk about it. That means psychologically they can't handle it. Why can't we talk about it? The unvaccinated are far more worried than the vaccinated. We actually are showing more concern. You can tell something's wrong.